This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Noel. All right, and turning our attention to the Monetary Policy Committee meeting yesterday, in what was a widely expected move, Bank Negara Malaysia kept the overnight policy rate at 1.75%. Out of the 24 economists served by Bloomberg, only one had forecast a cut. I believe that was William Wiranto of OCBC Bank. Everyone else figured that Bank Negara would stay pat. But were there clues as to the health of the Malaysian economy in the central bank statement? And will there be any significant changes to the monetary policy when the GDP forecast for 2021 has already been lowered to 3-4%? So to find out, we speak to Abdul Muiz bin Murhalim, economist at MIDF Research. Muiz, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today. So Bank Negara kept the OPR rate at 1.75%, which was in line with expectations, but the tone of the central bank statement was cautious. Was this what you expected?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. In terms of the tone, we think that the cautious tone is similar to what we have seen in the past few meetings, given the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And with the recent resurgence of infections recorded even in major economies, has also led to growing concern about the strength of the global economic growth. And this also explains why Bank Negara maintains the weaker external demand is among the downside risks that could affect Malaysia's economy. At the same time, concerns about the volatility in the financial market also being kept as central banks in major economies are expected to begin adjusting and tightening their monetary policy.
Yeah, so it appears that Bank Negara has set a high bar before they will cut rates. What do you think will spur such a decision? What needs to go south for that to happen?
From my reading, I think Bank Negara will put more attention on how the growth trajectory is going to be in the next 6 to 9 months, and in fact, maybe even up to 12 months, because any change to the monetary policy will take some time before it has an impact on the real economy. So if Bank Negara were to cut OPR, this is sending the signal to the market that Bank Negara expects growth momentum will slow further in months to come. So if we look at the monetary policy statement yesterday, Bank Negara actually expects growth momentum to pick up following the relaxation of the lockdown restrictions on the economy. Therefore, I think that explains why there is less need for Bank Negara to cut OPR further.
I'd like to follow up on your comment about developed markets looking to tighten rates. How much influence might the Fed's taper decision have on Bank Negara's decision on interest rates?
In terms of the impact to Bank Negara, I think the concern is how that will actually affect the financial market. And at the same time, whether the implication will also affect in terms of the strength of the global economic recovery, because the reduced liquidity in the market will also affect the strength of the economy. So I think that is the concern in terms of whether that will have an implication on Malaysia's financial market stability, as well as in terms of the outlook for the trade activity.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, headline inflation is projected to average 2-3% for the full year. Do you think this is an underestimation considering the rise in transportation and food prices?
I think Bank Negara's current forecast range for inflation is more or less the same with the market consensus. Although food prices and transport costs has been the major contributors to the price increase this year. But one thing to note is that part of the reason for the recent moderation in headline inflation from 4.7% in April to 2.2% in July has been due to the slower inflation in transport costs, because the cap on RON 95 and diesel prices has limited the upward pressure from the global crude oil price increase. So the government measures has basically helped to keep inflation in check. So to me, the forecast range is about right, as inflation is expected to be more moderate from the high inflation that was recorded in the second quarter earlier this year.
Yeah, so Moiz, with Bank Negara looking at GDP very closely, what's the possibility of them, if in fact the recovery takes place better than expected, raise interest rates, say, next year?
I think we have to see whether going into next year, if growth remains stable and accessible, I think that will provide a good chance for Bank Negara to consider normalizing the OPR sometime next year. But again, we still have to look at how the COVID-19 situation will evolve, not only in Malaysia, but also in other parts of the world, because another round of tight restriction will definitely affect the strength of economic recovery.
There is a proposal to raise our statutory debt limit from 60% to 65% to beef up our finances and fight the pandemic. From your point of view, is this necessary?
I think we have to look at in terms of the need, because the limited fiscal space will require the government to actually increase borrowing. Because of that, that is needed, because the government will have to think of a way to actually provide more support to the economy in order to revive the economy next year.
Yeah, Mois, the finance minister has talked about how he might, think about unconventional measures to address Malaysia's recovery. What do you think he meant by that, and what do you think he will propose?
I think he probably will be looking at the overall fiscal management, because if we look at in terms of the consultative paper that has been issued in order to develop the Fiscal Responsibility Act framework, I think that gives an indication that there'll be an active discussion in terms of to relook at the overall fiscal management framework, where the government would like to improve the fiscal revenue, and also to prudently manage the fiscal expenditure, as well as improving the debt management of the country.
And with that in mind, Moiz, I mean, Budget 2022 is going to be tabled in October. Do you have any initial expectations on what to expect, considering the limited fiscal headroom?
I think the focus will still be on reviving the economy, where the government will probably look at measures to sustain business activity and initiatives that will encourage more jobs creation that will support stronger economic growth for next year.
And I just want to also take your cue from what you just said, the 12 Malaysian plan. What are your expectations, at least how to set Malaysia on the course of recovery and growth?
Yeah, I think we look at in terms of the 12 Malaysian plan, the focus should be more on, I think perhaps you should look at beyond pandemic, because the 12 Malaysian plan should be a good document where we refer to in terms of planning for the medium-term plan. So I believe we should be looking at issues that will affect longer-term sustainability, and that will also involve discussions on climate change as well as on the ESG issues that will be among the themes that will be focused by the market.
Moiz, thanks very much for your insights this morning. That was Abdul Moiz Murhalim, economist at MIDF Research, talking to us about Bank Negara's decision to maintain OPR rates, and also just a look at the broader economic outlook for Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.